Benjamin Stone arrived in Champaign-Urbana in 1994, and he's never left. The U of I graduate says he fell in love with the community and its culture, as well as Chinese cinema, particularly action movies starring Chow Yun-fat, which he discovered at Thatcher Entertainment. It became a kind of film school for Stone and his then-girlfriend, Sarah.
We would go in and rent one film and then decide we're going to go over to another section and find something we never would have seen before. And this became such an important place to us that when we were in the international section one day, I pulled the ring out of my pocket, knelt down, and proposed to Sarah in Rentertainment.
The marriage didn't last, but Stone says they remain friends and still talk about movies. He even changed his minor to cinema studies as a result of the store.
There's almost always a film showing when you go in, and you can ask them what it is, and then you'll end up having a discussion. Somebody in the back of the store will say, well, I actually think Strosek is a far more depressing Herzog film than this. And then you end up speaking to somebody, and you might end up making a friend. I mean, it's really, really strange how many relationships have been put together by this shop.
30 years ago, that little shop first opened in Johnstown Center in Campus Town, near its current location. The store's owner, Jeff Merritt, got a psychology degree from the U of I in 1984 with no intention of doing anything with it. At the time, Thatcher Entertainment was the name of another Campus Town business that was closing, but they rented vinyl, not videos. Merritt bought their inventory and a lot more albums and asked to keep the sign.
We continued doing records for a few years and then got a nasty letter from the record industry saying you're not allowed to rent records. And so we stopped doing that. We sold all the records one day, and then we bought videos the next day, and then we were a video store.
Then Renter, as the regulars call it, originally sought to serve film buffs in the same way it was serving those who rented music, seeking out the most obscure stuff possible. What began as a shelving unit for 500 videotapes in the mid-80s grew to 45,000 movies, surviving through the format changes of Beta and VHS, Laserdisc, DVD, and Blu-ray. But Merritt says of late, customers were only seeking the hard-to-find videos at his store, and that's not enough to sustain the business.
And I don't think it's just Netflix and Hulu and finding movies elsewhere. I think there's also a bigger demand on people's time. People can spend an hour a day or more messaging people on Facebook or watching three-minute YouTube videos, or, you know, doing all these things that one can do. By the time you get home and you've done your emailing and Facebook and everything else, there isn't time to watch a movie, so you watch a TV show and you're done.
On June 1st, Merritt took to Facebook, announcing plans to close the store and start selling the inventory.
The social aspect of renting videos is certainly going away, but it seems like the social aspect of most things are going away, or at least the version of what I think of as the social aspect. There'll be a Facebook group and people talk about movies on it. I'm old, so I don't see that as a replacement, as a suitable replacement.
Business has picked up since the Facebook note and the for lease sign went in the window, and the rent in Rentertainment went away August 1st as Merritt started selling off all the inventory.
I thought I would end up an old man in my little apartment sending out my CNA to go get the latest new releases for me. I thought Rentertainment would be here forever, and I guess it's not going to be.
Urbana resident Sten Johansson is shopping for a few bargains. He suspects he's probably been in the store 2 to 3 times a week for the last 15 years. And a bit like Benjamin Stone's experience, conversations there about pop culture have brought on other connections.
I've been invited to weddings and meals and celebrating when they buy a house and stuff. Yeah, they're all very dear friends, many of them. Jeff I met through here. He's a lifelong friend.
Employees and customers alike say if they don't remember each other's names, they remember their tastes in TV and movies.
You have regulars who come in saying, what have you watched lately? I still, with friends who I knew from back in the renter days, we will say, what have you watched lately? You know, it's more than just like, hey, this looks interesting. Somebody's there telling you, this is incredible, and this is why you specifically will like it, because they know you.
That's former Rentertainment manager Annie Poppin, who says she knew little about movies before the job. Like Stone, she also got to Champaign-Urbana about 20 years ago and never left. She also has Jeff Merritt to thank for a career, convincing her that graphic design could serve as a full-time gig. Poppin says she's slowly formed a kind of family since working at the store that still keeps in touch.
It's like an unspoken conversation when you run into an old employee while you're walking through Renner, because it's sad. I mean, one, it's overwhelming. You walk in and think, wow, I could take any one of these movies home with me, and you want to take them all, of course. And then you run into somebody else who worked here, and you just, it's like a somber hello.
Jeff Merritt says in the time he's had his business, He's watched the U of I campus town neighborhood transform from an era that had 4 bookstores, 4 record stores, and a movie theater to something less spectacular.
There's plenty of people who think campus is awesome and that, you know, the bars are great and the restaurants are great. And that's true. I don't think it's a destination anymore.
Merritt says in the prime of Rentertainment, there were as many as 30 employees and 3 or 4 of them working at the same time.
And so there was a lot more communication between employees and people doing things together, sharing housing and going out. Now we rarely overlap employees, so there isn't more than one person there at any given time. So that sort of changed the dynamic of being in the store. And that, of course, contributes to just thinking, let's do something else, because while it's still fun, it's not as fun.
As for himself, Merritt says he's been focused mostly on shutting down the business and making room for whoever leases the location next. He's also the owner of Urbana-based Parasol Records, where he plans on restoring the label's warehouse and possibly expanding a bike shop at Parasol. That's Rentertainment's last day of business is Sunday. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.